AB de Villiers, probably the best T20 batsman, even though his international T20 record doesn't suggest that, but AB de Villiers is probably the best for me. Second would be David Warner. Again, opening batsman who put pressure on the opposition bowlers right from the word go, and he can play in any conditions and against any kind of bowlers. Third would be Virat Kohli. Again, very different to AB de Villiers and David Warner, but Virat Kohli has known now what he has to do to become a very good T20 player, and I think he understands his game. It doesn't necessarily change his game just because he's playing T20 cricket. Because of that, he's adapting to the situation well, he's adapting to conditions well. At the same time, his strike rate and consistency is really gone high. So I think these three batsmen are the most dangerous T20 batsmen in world cricket. Best bowlers, everyone will be surprised, but I would go for Mitchell Starc, even though he's not playing in this T20 World Cup. Probably the best left-arm fast bowler in T20 format, because he knows how to take wickets with the new ball, at the same time comes back at death. I would rate Ashish Nehra also up there with Mitchell Starc. The only reason is the experience he's got to pick up wickets with the new ball, and he has made a massive difference to this Indian bowling lineup since the time he's come back. Spinners, even though Samuel Badree is not part of the best teams in T20 format, but Samuel Badree has got the ability to pick up wickets with the new ball. Ashwin, again, you know, you cannot not mention Ashwin when you're talking about the T20 bowlers, you know, because Ashwin again has got exceptional strike rate when he's bowling in the power play, which is really difficult for a spinner. And again, he picks up wickets in the middle overs. So these three, Mitchell Starc, Ashish Nehra, Samuel Badree and Ashwin, are the quality T20 bowlers.